This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello and welcome. Welcome, Melbourne. Oh, look at you, Jono.
I know. We're here.
I know, I kind of scared you with that big surprise, right?
There's a lot of big surprises happening today.
We do. We have a lot of them, right? We've got a special guest.
We do. And we are just trying to get them on right now. We're going to be with them very, very shortly. And we're going to be chatting about all things single.
Yeah, wouldn't that be amazing? So this guest.
Yes.
Right. Do we know this guest?
I know them. I think most people will know them. They've been around the block a few times, if they probably don't, mind me saying.
That's not very nice.
Not in that way.
Right, okay.
They're a seasoned professional.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're a performer.
Mm-hmm.
They sing. They dance. Oh. After all, miss, this is France.
All right.
No, anyway, that's my Disney freak coming out.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah, so we've got a very special guest. We're on our new time slot.
We are. What's the time?
Good.
Four o'clock.
4 o'clock. You're cutting it fine over there, Mr. No, I'm joking. Yeah. 4 o'clock on Saturdays, Living Life Single here at Joy 94.9.
And Jono, how can people contact us today?
You can... you can call in 0427 569949 or text us. Text us.
Why not?
Email us. Where can they email us?
Oh, look at you. I did know it. It's somewhere around here. Now I've got it. It's on air. It's on air at joy.org.au.
And we are here with the main man himself, Yanni.
Oh, thank you. But I'm not the guest today, am I?
No, you're the pilot. Come on.
I'm trying to guide the ship.
You and me both leading the blind here.
Yeah.
So we're here live, Joy 94.9.
And who's our special guest?
We need like a bit of a drum roll. So everyone at home, you have to have the drum roll going at home, stamping your feet, clapping in your cars, getting ready, because we've got actor, drag queen, singer, influencer, and CTI contestant 2024. But you may know her as the winner of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under Season 2. And she is joining us live right here on Joy. It is the one and only incredible singing sensation, Spanky Mother Tucking Jackson.
Oh, even a cheer. I love that.
Of course. Oh, we'll definitely.
Hi,
have
Joy.
That.
Hi, guys. Hi, Melbourne. Oh, my goodness. It's 4 p.m. It is time people will be finishing up, getting ready for a Regina and are ready to head to town.
Oh, we love it.
I love a Regina.
We love it. Because we're single, this is what we're going to be doing on a Saturday night, right?
Correct.
I know, totally. Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's 4 o'clock. Normally I'd be shaving my legs right now for a lovely date, but you know, that's not happening tonight.
you're with us tonight, Spanky, and that's even better, right?
Do you know what I've always loved? You know, three is better than one. You know what I mean? Oh,
do love that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So welcome to Living Life Single. Oh, this is your first
time. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, she's a virgin.
Well, yeah.
Well, she is a virgin, but you know, we've all got to start somewhere.
So, Spanky, tell me, right, as a single individual that you are, right, and you're fabulous and gorgeous, how is touring across the world as Spanky Jackson and being single, what is that like?
Oh, look, I think it's super difficult. Like, obviously, I'm single. That's why we're here, you know. but I also, it's a super hard life, you know, when you're a touring artist or you're a performer, that you don't really have a localized base all the time. Well, you do, but you're not always there, you know. And then you're always kind of in and out of a town in the space of a couple of days, and you don't really have time to kind of build connections because you're working. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of the fan base obviously out there, but that's just not for me personally. Like, I'm not looking for a fan. And I'm not looking to be collected like a trophy, like a Pokemon, you know what I mean? So it's like collect, and they are out there. They are out there, trust me. Like, they are like the Pokemon catchers of the gay world. They really are. I feel like that's what RuPaul's Drag Game should have really been, was collect all the, you know, who can sleep with who, you know what I mean? So it's super, it is super difficult. It's super difficult. It's a hard world.
I have a question around that, actually.
Go.
What is, like, what are one of the red flags when someone actually does want to date you because of your persona? They're like, they you know, they see someone that's been on TV and they want to date you because of that. Do you instantly know? Like, what's the red flag?
Catchphrases.
You mean from the show?
Catchphrases of mine. Catchphrases, and you know, like at the most inappropriate time. Like, imagine like getting down and you're doing your shoulda cut, you're getting your shoulda coulda wouldas, right? And then next minute, out of nowhere, a catchphrase is said.
Go on, give us an example.
And you're like, you were like, are you serious? Like that? I'm like, get out. Take your cup of noodles and get out. I always like to give a free gift on the way out. You know what I mean? I'm all about nutrition.
She's here in the house.
She's here.
That is what we call a spanky selection. And yes, we've got the Mother Tucker in the house. Season 2 Drag Race winner down under, Spanky Jackson.
Yay.
She's back.
Now,
I just felt that the world needed that selection right now. So I felt like, world, hold on to the reins, babes. Like, we're coming in for a rough landing, but we will land.
We will land. Now, Yanni, you had a question. You were going to carry on.
You called me. I was doing many things at the time. I was going to ask you about those catchphrases, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me, what was your favorite one? What was the one where people come up to you and you just be, and they say it, and you just be all like, no, just go away.
Or come behind her. Like, that was more the focus.
Well, the one from behind was, it's always balmy and palmy, and we obviously know the rest.
You're right.
So there was that one, right? And then the other one that's such a random one is, give me the chip.
Give me the who's
like,
chip?
All the time.
What's
and
his name?
Literally, people will... It's just a saying, because I said, hey, have some GT's chips, and I was like, in my palmy ad. And then so people come up to me and go, give me the chip, like literally all the time. It's the weirdest thing. Or Spanky Mother Tucker in the house tonight. All the time.
Yeah.
All the time.
Hey, Spanky.
And imagine having relations and then suddenly they drop that in. I was like, get out.
Oh my God, that is insane.
Hey, Spanky, before
you could have said it at breakfast. Hello.
Hey, you said before, right, it was really hard being single and touring. What makes it that much harder than being in it or being in a relationship? And what do you do to make it easy on yourself when you're touring as a single fabulous human that you are?
Well, to be honest, like, I'm probably the worst person to talk about this. I think people from that, well, no, like, in all honesty, I think people look at from the outside might think, oh, I have a plethora of, you know, maybe partners or whatever, but that's just not the case. I haven't been in a relationship for about 18 years.
Yeah, right.
And my last one was pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
But, and then the thing is that after Drag Race, things really changed for me in that realm too. Is like, I think people think that it's a lot to take on. I like now have a public life, and I think people may think that I want them to come on that journey with me and be a part of that and have a public life. And that's just not the case. I don't want that for them. That's not the case. And I think it's made it harder, to be honest, than anything else. And also, I think it puts us in different worlds. Like, it puts you in different universes. But I'm not looking, I don't care what you look like. I'm looking for a good person. I'm looking for qualities that are completely different. And unfortunately, I think in the world that we're in too, with dating apps and all of that. The best sentence that I've read that kind of sums all this up and it really hit the nail on the head for me was, I am looking for 90s love in a 2000s world.
Oh, and, I love that too.
Right. And the thing is that I guess for us growing up in our generation, we didn't have all of those kind of normal interactions of like relationships at school and, you know, like straight couples kind of do. So we kind of try to make up for that time. I think that's what happens with us as a community.
Yeah,
we try to make up for lost time. And then what happens is that it just, the plethora, you know, the market opens and, you know, everybody's like, hey, there's half price sausages. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So I think the thing is that I'm looking to like go to a party or you end up in a movie and you see somebody and those interactions are kind of lost now, those innocent like passing moments and we're less trusting and more judgmental and people care about stupid things like followers or, you know, all of this perception of their lives on social media, but really on the inside, they're crumbling. And that's what I try to show through my social media is that it's warts are all open, all flaws. Do you know what I mean? There is nothing to hide. And yeah, I just think that the world's made it harder to have those genuine connections and for us to build lasting relationships because of it.
Yeah, we were talking about that recently with we were talking about apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did an episode on apps. And we were saying about the human connection anymore. There's no way of going out and cruising a bar or meeting someone in a bar anymore. It just doesn't happen anymore. We're from a different generation. Mm. We're sounding a little bit old.
Yeah.
No, but I did want to ask though.
No.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, you know, back in the 90s, we never wanted anyone following us.
No.
That was never a good thing.
I mean, talk for yourself.
Imagine following you home. You never go, how did you want someone random following you?
Down the alleyway, back home, around the shops.
That is so you, Jono.
I used to get followed around the supermarkets. I had a shaved head. They used to think I was a thug. I thought he was going to rob the place.
They never thought that you were a thug when they were walking behind you, girl. There's no denying that. Come on. The mints in your step, boat.
I know, right? How does Spanky Jackson navigate the twists and turns today of things like dating apps? Do you have your everyday name on there? Do you have no name? Do when people find out that it's you, do they discuss what you do for a living? How do you navigate around that?
To be honest, like I don't find like I have had Grindr, I've had Scruff, I've kind of done all those things, but it doesn't hit like it's a quick fix or like, hey, let's do a thing. You know what I mean? There is not and will not become a genuine connection in real life that I'm looking for because I've been through it all, done it all, seen it all. I am looking for something that is much more deeper than some surface level app. And it's just not there. I thought it was possible. And I think there probably are genuine people out there that do look at it like that.
Yeah.
But you are not going to be able to judge that through a picture that somebody's picked of themselves as a representation of how they want themselves to be represented.
Yep.
If that is the biggest sentence, but it's true because when you actually get to know people for who they are in real life situations, that's when you start to see the beauty in each person. So you're just never going to get that.
Yeah.
So I have actually recently really just kind of distanced myself from that and hoping that at some point I will have that, like I'll pass or I don't know, something will happen. Like that's what I'm kind of leaving it up to, I guess. But also at the same time, deep and meaningful, we're going to go there, which is recently I feel like sometimes for all of the success and joy that I'm given from the world, and I'm so blessed and so grateful for the response that I receive from people, and it's such a responsibility to me, but I feel like for every dream there is always a sacrifice. And sometimes maybe I think that love is that sacrifice, and that's why I give love to the world in the opposite direction. Because I just don't think that it really exists in our realm as it used to.
You are listening to Joy 94.9, Living Life Single, and we are with our very special guest, Spanky Mothersucker Jackson. If you want to go deep, she's looking for a husband, you can email us. It's on it's on air at joy.org.au. We can't give out her number, but you can email us. We'll pass on the message.
That's a really good point there, John. Right? But Spanky, here's a serious question, right? Are you happy as a single person? How are you embracing your singledom?
Ooh, lovely.
The thing is that I am in a position where my career is, you know, kind of filling that need. And that's the other part about...
The need of what? The need of that having validation. Some... You know, is your career that something else?
Mm. No, it's not. But it's the place that I'm at the moment where... It's not really a career made for partners. It's just not.
Yeah, right. Okay.
I can't offer somebody to sit down and say, hey, I want to build this. I want to build that. But at the same time, I'm still in the process of building something. And I think that's selfish as well on my part. I can't do that to somebody because that's where I'm at. But the person I'm looking for as well is somebody who is ambitious and will understand that, but it would naturally happen because I want them to have their own ambitions as well. Do you know what I mean? And I want to support that. I don't need a handbag. I don't want one of those. I don't want a handbag husband putting out my wigs and then stealing my clothes. Like, that is not happening.
So
I need a plumber or a farmer or something. You know what I mean? Like,
so you're choosing to be single, which is amazing, right? Which is what, you know, this show is all about, any type of singledom there is. But what are you doing to sort of, for you, Spanky, to embrace that singledom, to sort of go, all right, I made this choice for a reason that I'm single. Now I'm gonna own it and love it. What are you doing for our listeners out there? How is Spanky Jackson doing what she's doing to own her singledom and embrace it?
Oh, well, I mean, look, we've all seen it before. I mean, I'm out here in a Christmas tree with no undies on. You know what I mean? I mean, that just doesn't happen in relationships. You know what I mean? There's always one partner being like, look, put your pants on, love. Put your pants on. So, I mean, really, at the end of the day, I'm just living that freedom of... Yeah. And the thing is, like I say... I'm not out here randomly sleeping with people. Not out here dating people. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about what I would be considered, and it's a drought. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's a natural disaster.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It should be a national holiday, to be honest, for all the drought survivors. It's like
a dam's not going to fix it, right?
And like, babes, I tried the dam. It doesn't work, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I mean, that's kind of how I look at it at the moment. I would love a situationship, but also not a commitment to the situationship, but somebody who understands that what I'm doing is what I'm doing. But there is a respect. And unfortunately, I've just kind of come along. I've come... with people who are clout chasers. That seems to have been the path that happens
chasers?
To me
what
after.
Are they?
Yeah. Well, like they just kind of, well, in the beginning you thought it was genuine, but really at the end of the day, it was about who I am, not, well, you know, it's about what I am, not who I am.
Right. Yeah, right. Okay, got it. They were using you.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally, to be in the same circles or to level up and stuff like
that's
that.
That's exhausting.
And there is a... Ugh. It's awful.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful because I'm coming from a real genuine place of like, and it took me a lot to kind of open up to get to that point as well after everything, you know, like I say, it's been a long time.
And you are a very genuine person. I've had the fortune. Am I fortunate?
I don't know if fortune is the word.
We've met a few times just through industry and stuff like that and Chill Out Festival a couple of times. And you were very entertaining. I can see the person behind this persona. And you are very genuine, very beautiful person. But just
thank you.
No, that's okay. And for people out there, you don't have to say your name, but really, when you take that wig off, when you take off Spanky, she's not always at risk because she comes out in a Christmas tree and things like that, which is totally hilarious, by the way. But, you know, what grounds you? Who are you? What do you do in that time as yourself, as when you're not Spanky?
Well, I think it's really important. It's like people kept asking me whether I'd move back to Australia and stuff like that. And yes. I absolutely adore working in Australia and doing everything I do throughout Australia. But I think the most grounding thing for me was to come back to, you know, Palmy and Fielding, where it is small town. It's where mm-hmm. I grew up. It's where I faced all of those struggles. It's where, you know, the reason that I moved home was because my dad got sick. And everything that happened since that point on, I thought it was the end of my life, to be honest. It really did. And it was just the beginning. Oh. And it is the thing that keeps me grounded, because I think that I'm just grateful. Like, yeah. I'm just grateful that I was able to, you know, be that little kid with big dreams. And it wasn't about winning Drag Race. That wasn't the dream in my head, you know, but it's enabled. Like, when you gave me that introduction, I mean, to look back at that and think, oh my God, you know, but Blair's just, you know, down to earth from, you know, camp is all hell, and just a good time. But the thing is, I think people look at my social media probably and think that I'm like that all the time. And I think that people who actually know me yeah. understand that there is a very different side to me, which is very calm and very, I don't know, palatable? Is yeah. that the word? is that the word? I guess it, you know what I mean. I yeah. think people can have that perception yeah. too from the outside. And I'm probably, if anything, more of an introvert, introverted extrovert.
Yes.
I love my own space. I love being alone. I love the silence. I love to think. You know, I love that. So I think that's the other part about embracing your single life too, is that you do get all those opportunities to kind of work on yourself and reflect on yourself instead of reflecting on relationship problems all yeah. the time. Turn it inward and start looking at yourself. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. This is the time to do that. So it's a blessing in a way. Do you yeah. know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with being single.
No, absolutely. We've spoken about that before. Haven't yeah. we, because I'm very much the same. I have this persona. I love to MC, do the stand-up comedy stuff, which we've both done before. Mm. And then, but I really just don't like anyone. I like to go home, spend my time at home with my sister. Mm-hmm. And you know, my family,
like, I hate people.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? It's like I hate you all. That's the truth. No,
see, I love people, but I enjoy being single.
Yeah,
mostly. Yeah, 100%. Mostly, right?
And then there's also the pressure. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think from straight relationships, I yeah. think that was the path that we were always taught, was like that measure of success, like, was get a partner, get a house, you know, have kids, all of that kind of process. And being single, there's some kind of, I don't know, weird voodoo attachment to actually relishing your own finances and also giving the finances and the best to a child or that situation when you can. Do you know what I mean? Because it's expensive. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's not, it's just not, you know, it's not a choice, but we can make our own rules.
Joy, 94.9 with the one and only Spanky Jackson.
That's right. And if you've got a question to ask Spanky, please let us know. You can let us know via email at onair@joy.org.au. And Jono, what about the number if they want to text in?
Well, if you want to text in and provide your details for Spanky, it is 0427 569 949.
Looking good, amazing.
Yeah.
So, look, I can't actually. We're going to do this a bit early.
Well, I've actually got a quick question.
Go for the question. Sorry, Jono.
I know what you're going to do.
I was reading off this run sheet. I've totally got it all wrong. Sorry. Thank you for keeping me in line.
I told you, the blind leading the blind here. We haven't even had a drink yet.
I know, right.
I'm joking.
Go.
No, I know. I just wanted to ask. I know you're doing a few things that are in the works at the moment. I've seen what you've been doing on your social media. You are actually raising money for something. Just give us a quick lowdown of that for 60 seconds.
Okay, so 60 seconds. I started the Jackson Effect because I want to open a space that is in Palmerston North, that I'm going to start teaching classes, which are people who can't be bothered to work out. This is the whole marketing campaign. Can't be bothered, come and work out with me. Also, then I'm going to open up
open it up to the singles. singles.
Well, the idea is to open up the studio space to like artists and drag performers and all sorts of other places where we can just make enough money to keep the lights on and keep it open. Yeah. Is that we're going to do little productions, local productions, and also have a space. But I want to do the Jackson Jamboree once a month for local artists who just be able to sell their wares and take all the profit and really connect our community. So I'm selling my scepter. So if anybody's got 10K and wants to send it my way of business, please. I believe in this 110%, and it's going to be part of my new direction.
Yeah. I love that. I actually want to go over and take part. That sounds absolutely. It's what we need here in Melbourne, to be honest.
Yeah, totally.
We
need more of this. Like, because I think spaces are expensive and they're hard to find, and there's so many artists here in Melbourne.
They really are, but also at like this is I could probably only fit 40 people in the show. So for somebody who's just testing out work or as a burlesque performer or whatever, like whatever we do is like I want to be able to offer a space that A doesn't break the bank and they're able to make a little bit of coin on the side from their shows. And that's kind of what I want to do. Plus, it's also something that will run separate to I'm not stopping performing. I'm still touring. There's still many amazing things coming. So it's part of making something happen in my hometown that inspires joy and puts a little bit of joy in the dark world that we're going through at the moment.
That's wonderful.
And then that's why I was like, okay, well, you know, the scepter is really a sign. I can't part with the crown, but I'll part with the scepter. And that's because, you know, it was a symbol of everything I overcame to kind of get there. It's going to help me help other people. So if anybody wants to buy or would like to buy it, and then I can donate it to the LGBT museum or anything, please. I want to make this happen.
Fantastic. And they can just do that on all your socials. Is that right, Spanky?
Look at my socials. You can find the link in bio if you would like to flick a few dollars or, you know, just share it and just get it out there. And you can follow the Jackson Effect on Instagram as well. And you can follow the whole journey from there. I'm doing butch stuff and renovating. Oh, like, goodness. Who thought that this would ever happen?
Goodness. And if you are living under a rock, Spanky Jackson, SPANKIE. _Jackson, JACKZON. Get on there. Do yourselves a favor. Follow her because it is absolutely hilarious.
I love how you looked at me when you said, if you are living under a rock, you looked straight at me.
Well, I didn't say the other word.
I know, right. But do you know what? So Spanky, this is there's a little segment coming up, which John and I do at the end of the show, because we're almost at that time, right? We're pretty much almost sort of need to like dial up and finish up. But it's what we call a good and bad section. So it's like, what was brilliant about being single this week and what wasn't that great about being single this week? Okay. So we're going to give you a little bit of time, Spanky. Just have a think about what was really good. What did you love about the week being single and what didn't you? But look, I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
I'll lead the way this week.
Okay. Go for it.
I think this week what wasn't good is that I've got this urge or feeling that which I haven't had in a while that I want to be in a relationship.
Oh, are you dead?
No, it's like it's you're kind a of, traitor. No, you need not. To get out.
Living life single with John.
it came back this week, and I don't know what's prompted it or what. What has it? Don't know. But so that wasn't a good thing.
It's probably because you have to sit and stare at my face every Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, true.
Like, it's not a pretty face, everyone. How so it's just. You? But you know what, though? One of the things. One of the things I love about being single is I can do this show, and I would that overrides the other
redeemed
bits. Like 100%. Right? I'm just like putting this show together, doing this, having a laugh every week about life and our situation is what I love, and I can do it. So
thank you.
Yeah, even though I've got to look at you,
even though you look at me, and I was your third alternate, but that's
that's right. Yeah, you were the third. Don't you forget it.
Cheeky bugger.
Yeah, what about you? Go, Jono.
Me, I had a great time. I was recognised for all the hard work that I've done in my full-time career, and the top 10% of the company around the globe were flown to Los Angeles.
Amen.
Yay. Thank you, darling. So amen. I went over there, had a whirlwind of a 4 or 5 day trip in LA, did what I needed to do and flew back. The worst thing was, you know, not having someone to massage my feet and my shoulders when I got home. You know, when you just need a bit of a touch here and there, and, you know, provide me with some dinner. I had to get pizza and takeaway. It was totally disgusting.
Oh, poor you.
I know. But that was me.
Lovely. And Spanky, what about you?
Okay, well, I was thinking about this long and hard because I was like,
of course you were.
I mean, they gave me 3 hours to think of it. Yeah. What am I going to come up with? No, I think the worst thing is that New Zealand has been extremely cold now. We've really gone into winter. So I think the bad thing was, I was really cold the other day, and also I was a little hungry. So the bad thing was I didn't have a partner to get up and make me something to eat, so I had to leave the bed. So that was that was like a bad thing.
That is a bad thing.
But the good thing about being single is that I was able to just pull out my phone and order my own food without my partner criticizing as well me spending money. So I've lived full circle this week.
Love it. I love that. Love that for us and for you, Spanky. Spanky, thank you. I just want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you to all our listeners out there. It's a Saturday evening here. So go out, live life, enjoy. Go out.
Have a Regina.
Exactly.
Go out. Have a Regina.
All right. See you later, everyone. This is Living Life Single.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you, Spanky Jackson. Woo!
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.